Welcome to the Wild West for another week. You're here with Glenn, Mick and Steve.
And Damien.
Who's Damien?
That's me.
That's you.
Damo, mate.
Damo and his flanno.
How you doing, Steve-o?
Good, Glenn.
Welcome to Breakfo.
I think there are radio shows that do that.
There is. Hey, we could do the whole show and abbreviate everything to like...
Oh, I hope not.
But yeah.
My head hurts already after that. Too much lingo, I think.
Lingo? That's another one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you trying to discourage us or encourage us?
Discourage, hopefully.
Well, I didn't want a word, but nonetheless, it is breakfast.
But if anyone out there wants to do it, ring up and say hello, Dabo, or Virgo, or whatever.
What's the Virgo? You're a Virgo.
I'm an Aquario.
Yeah. What about Muno this morning?
Muno.
The red.
Oh, yeah,
there
I
a red
the Muno.
Moon this week?
You saw Muno?
Oh, I saw the Muno.
Okay.
It was about quarter past five in the morning.
The red one? Wasn't there a red one?
I couldn't find the moon. I think it ran away.
With
the spoon?
Go west, young man.
I looked west, but there was things in the way.
Yeah, I looked at... Oh. I first Buildings. Got up at 5:30, quarter past five, I had a look at it.
Yep.
And it wasn't fully. And when I... At half past, or quarter to six, I went out and I couldn't see it anywhere.
Oh, where was it?
I don't know. The moon's hiding.
You couldn't find the moon?
No.
I could give it a full moon, but...
Oh, retaliation.
Good one, Mick.
So what's on the show today, Steve?
Ah, big show. We've got a lot to cover.
Steve-O, sorry.
Thanks.
My apologies for getting your name wrong.
Well, yeah. hey, that's... sport. There's a lot to cover in sport, of course. It's weird, though, because Imran Khan is in the sport news and politic news.
Yeah, true.
He's doing pretty well for himself.
Hit himself a six.
Yeah. He's going to make change, I hear. Make his country great again.
Or he could get shot. One of the two.
Oh, no. Hopefully he doesn't get
or
shot.
Or bombed.
Being a Pakistan Prime Minister is not particularly one for the light heart.
That's not lucrative?
Unless you're very corrupt. Divided country, so
unless you're corrupt.
Well, I hope he isn't.
Well, we one can hope. He's got 5 years to prove it.
Oh, well, 5 years?
Gets a 5 year term.
Oh wow.
Yeah, most of it's very common.
Oh, is it? No, because I'm used to America having 4 years, right?
Four years, and the UK has five.
Oh. We have three.
We have 2 minutes.
We have every other week.
It's Saturday today, by the way, as well.
That's right.
And I thought that was set
up, eh?
I thought it was a sale at a department store, but apparently it's actually an election. Yeah, to go.
Five in a day, right?
Will be a hung parliament?
Probably.
No, it won't be. Can't be, because there's no. They're all from the Labour side, so government can't change hands.
Well, what's the point of it?
It just means that the opposition leader might change hands, potentially.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know, I think it's a bit of a nonsense, really.
Is it a waste of time?
Well, there's an election in less than a year anyway.
Oh.
So it's not consequential. Like, whoever gets in is going to be in for a couple of months. That's when they count the votes, getting it sorted.
They're already out. Like,
and potentially if the government thinks they can go for an early election, they may not even sit in the parliament at all.
Oh, really?
Because there's a rumour they might even go to election as soon as September, October, if they think they can win it.
Do a Frasier.
What did Frasier do?
It'd be very brave.
Frasier thought, oh, we'll go to an election because they had... another person. Then he got chucked out, and Bob Hawke.
It didn't work out the way he thought it was going to work.
Yeah, and he got wiped.
Sucked in.
Yeah. Whitlam got in. Whitlam got voted in.
It's been an interesting week for, I guess, politicians and former prime ministers. Paul Keating as well was on.
Frankie Barbie.
He was so funny. I like how he was really getting into Turnbull on 7:30. It was pretty funny, actually.
You should see how he got into people in... when he was in power, mate.
He
used to cut him to shreds.
See, that's what we need more of, I think. He just didn't care. He said what he liked, which I thought was really interesting.
But he sounded like a grumpy old man.
Of course he did.
He sounded like Mad Mick on a good day.
He did sound like Mad Mick.
No.
Yeah, he did. I think he's had some low.
Yeah, Turnbull's
there.
The worst. It's all the government's
fault.
Yeah.
Basically, I could see you channeling. I think he's channeling you, Mick.
I don't know.
Plus, we've got TV. We'll talk about the merger. Merger news.
Yeah, Fairfax and Nine merging. Or takeover, however you want to look at it.
And did you watch a movie this week?
No, I didn't watch a movie this week.
Well, that does ruin the movie segment then.
Yeah, might come back.
Dreams. Close your eyes and have a dream. That's my.
I'd like to watch that more often, to be honest, Mick.
It's an interesting news this week, Steve, in sport.
Yeah.
Bit of a surprise.
Former international cricket star Imran Khan has declared victory in Pakistan's election despite claims of electoral fraud. Khan.
So.
He must have had a few sixes.
May have had a few sixes. Very popular man with the president of Pakistan. So what's the record? Merv Hughes for Prime Minister of Australia?
At this point,
why not?
Why not entertainers? Seem
what about Tomo? Tomo, mate.
Who's Tomo? Oh, well, Tomic?
No, Tomo.
Tomo. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tomo.
Tanker.
No. He was the bowler in the 70s.
Oh, I don't remember that far
don't remember
back.
The 70s, Mick.
No. Oh, Tomo.
Good luck, Tomo.
Yeah, he had a big sports store. He was the... Oh, what was his last name? I can't remember his last name. Tomo, that's all he knew.
Okay, yeah, that's all you need to know.
All you need to know about Tomo.
He was a good
guy.
He gave
Tomo.
Things away and went bankrupt. So.
Steve Smith, he could be a great Prime Minister. He's never been involved in anything dodgy.
No.
At all? Never? Ever?
He'd be a good politician.
And he'd cry a lot, so...
I'll tell you he'd be a good... bowler.
Sorry, we spent all the money.
He just cares about his family.
Wouldn't it be great, actually, if politicians done the same thing as cricketers did? I'm sorry for sending all the money.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to.
I'm sorry I said
really
that thing about someone.
Wouldn't they be loved? Well, you'd vote for them again then.
Probably would, because you'd feel compassionate for them.
Yeah, maybe they need to do that. Do the apology tour.
We can get Howard to be our cricket player as a bowler. Have you ever seen him bowl?
Yeah, he's terrible.
Yeah. He'll get someone behind him with the ball.
Even if he rigged the ball, he'd still be terrible.
Yeah, he'd get someone in the head.
Oh, wow.
I saw him bowl a ball once. And it went 180 degrees to where he was going.
Isn't that good, where he was going?
180 degrees. I went behind him instead of in front of him.
Right, okay.
So that was typical of how he led to Australia as well.
Now, big news out of the UK as well. It's been a bit warm there lately.
Mm.
It has been like 36 degrees this week.
Oh, that's nothing.
They've had to cancel outdoor events and everything. It's been really stressful for the British. They don't know. I think people have died as well.
What?
Yeah, they don't do heatwave as well.
Oh, because
you
can
put them on a spit and just turn them slowly. You have a nice tan that way.
No, it's not good. I hear it's very hot there, which is...
No, it's like, well, to Australian standards, it's kind of, you know...
No,
like
no, for us it's normal,
day.
Right? But for them...
For them, they're just like whinging and whining like we do when it gets a bit cold.
Well, it's not
right. And waiting on the tunnel, to get into the tunnel.
Well, the biggest news of the week in the sports side of things is that the MCC club, the Lords Cricket Ground Club, has relaxed their dress code for the first time.
Oh, that's
good. And people didn't have to bring a jacket in when it was 35 degrees.
Oh, this is in England.
In England. So you could just wear your shirt, your tailored shirt, and your suit and tie and cravats or whatever, but you didn't have to bring your jacket in to watch the cricket.
Oh, good.
Which is kind of generous of them.
But they still...
It'd be all right if it was in an air-conditioned place.
Yeah.
It's a bit silly, really. That's all I can say.
Surely there can be some leniency on, like, dress code, right?
It's just silly.
Yeah.
Like, it's silly to have a jacket any time. Can't you just wear a jumper?
No, you just have a hoodie instead of a jacket.
Yeah, hoodie. What's wrong with a hoodie?
Yeah, hoodies are great.
Yeah, hoodie for the hoods.
Hoodie for the hoods.
Hoodies from the hood.
That sounds like a charity. charity company or something.
Now, the video refs in a lot of trouble this week. In the NRL. Let's take a listen to the chief executive.
We should be getting those decisions right, and they impact games, they impact livelihoods, and we've got to get better.
Cluttered minds has been another thing that's been brought up. Are the referees going into games confused with what they should be doing?
No, I don't think that's the case, and nor are they confused on match day. The reality is the head referee owns that space. They use the coaching staff as they want to use them.
Oh, he dropped him!
Is it time to blow up the bunker?
No, certainly not time to blow up the bunker.
Wow, blowing up the bunker. A bit extreme there. That was the NRL chief executive on Channel 9 during the week.
I think
the bunker, but says it needs to change a bit because they're getting things wrong.
Well, I think they need to be... refs need to be trained in what's going on, right? Because I hear that the refs are going straight to the video ref instead of actually doing their job.
Pretty much every decision is now the video ref.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's decided because the chicken company needs to be on there more often. It seems to be a bit suspicious that they've got a big ad there.
Oh, the chicken company.
It's got to do something with advertising, right? It'd have to be.
But it does make me wonder is...
They're losing people to watch them. They lose spectators.
Spec potatoes.
Yeah, spec potatoes.
That's actually isn't true for the NRL at the moment. It's going to be true for the AFL. Actually, their audience haven't decreased this year, but...
They're on the decline.
I don't know. Every time I see them on the TV, it's like holding them in the crowds. Yeah. I don't know, like...
Any time you see a big crowd has been as a grand final or semi-finals.
Yeah, that's been that.
We don't have to go to every
game. It's
been
that way since the start of football, but nonetheless, it's never really sold out stadiums in Sydney.
Really?
Very rarely. club, not regular round matches, never have.
Oh, right.
But they probably should be able to, though, considering the number of this population has grown.
Oh, no, we should be able to, because we've got the best bloody, spent the best money on our stadiums.
Because they play them all at Homebush, and Homebush is a horrible place to get to.
Yeah.
And has the liveliness of a, well, nothing.
They're going to start bringing games like...
Even like the Rabbits now play at ANZ.
Why?
Nowhere near where their traditional homeland is.
Yeah.
Redfern, like they should play at
Redfern
City
Oval.
Football Stadium.
Redfern Oval.
Oh, they would actually not overfill Redfern Oval. But this is after there was an incident in last week's match against Canberra where they got a call really wrong. They're going to axe that referee.
Oh, really?
And they're going to be more referees could get axed if they don't get it right. And there's still humans involved in technology, so they haven't been able to make it perfect yet. This is, I think, the problem.
Yeah.
The video ref isn't perfect.
It probably never will be.
Because there's still someone, like, there's still calls the video can't decide.
Hmm.
No, but it wasn't. It was the bloke who made the decision in the end to disallow or allow something.
Yeah.
Which was bloody obvious it wasn't.
Was it obvious to you at home in your armchair? Maybe they should have like a little vote or something. You get an app at home and just decide.
Like a live vote. That'd be awesome.
Come back in like half an hour and we'll get the vote tallied.
No, yeah, but live vote where everyone gets one. The
just
participators.
Go and see what happens and no one ever gets a try.
The participators and the audience.
I think that'll take way too long.
No, with technology you can do like that.
Yeah, yeah. Get 30 seconds vote now.
Actually, that might be a good idea.
Wouldn't that be funny?
They should
Except
try.
The only problem is I do suspect fans might lie. Like if your team's more popular than
just
the other
just to skew the
team,
results, right?
Feeling,
yeah.
That's the only problem with my solution there. But in actual games,
what about Saints wouldn't lie, would they?
Not Saints fans.
No, they wouldn't. We're honest people. Not like the Bulldogs last night that lied across the Tigers, killed them 16-4.
I didn't see it.
Didn't see it. Well, that's what happened.
So they lost 16-4, Canberra.
No, Canberra won 16-4.
Oh, see, as I've been telling you, around this time of year. The big ones will take a big four against the little blokes.
Yeah.
And yeah. The little blokes who are...
Doesn't that happen often, though?
No, it runs every year around the same time.
So Canterbury's in 13th, and it's impossible for them to get to the finals, so yeah. That should do them quite good there, Mick.
Oh, but they've sold a lot of their players off, and they'll be in grand finals.
They've lost 13 games, they've won 5 over the season, so...
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
No, it does. I think it does matter because you don't get into the final eight. But anyway,
no, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Have you seen how many of their teammates have been sold off? The two twins have been taken out of Canterbury for next year. All these other people have been sold off because of the salary caps.
So the Knights, the Cowboys last night too. The close match, 2 points in it. The Cowboys got up.
Yeah.
And the rest of the matches today, you'll see the Eagles play the Panthers, the Rabbits versus the Eels, and the Storm versus the Raiders.
Go Raiders, I guess.
Yeah, but that is very congested at the top now because there's three teams on the top. Storm, Dragons, Rabbits.
Will the Storm blow the Raiders off course?
Maybe. I think
the Roosters might even get up there too. If they get up, there'll be four teams on 28 points. It's one of the most congested top of the ladders for quite some time. And there's really not many, like the Tigers aren't really close to getting into the eight either.
Yeah, well.
That game was really critical for them to win because... They may now be the only other team that really can get into the final eight, really. The Raiders are probably a little bit off the pace. Like, they'd have to come home really strongly to...
Who cares?
...to win.
You should... What you should care about is seeing a good game and fair game playing.
No, it's about winning,
no matter who's playing.
It's about winning.
Well, we want to see who's going to be in the finals, because that's kind of that type of season, end of the season, right? And also in AFL, Steve, last night, the
what
Swans done really well.
Did they?
No.
Why? What happened?
They lost badly against... They had a shocking result.
Oh, against Essendon.
Essendon,
yeah.
109-66. This is after their big upset last week against the Gold Coast Suns. And they've got a tough run home. They actually may have gone... In mixed theory, they may have went from zero to hero. Or
hero to zero.
In no time.
In no time.
They're now currently in fifth place. And they've got a whole bunch of horrible games to come.
I think GWS will... do better than that.
Well, no, GWS is below them at the moment.
No, yeah, at the moment.
They've got a game to go on the week, so they might catch up. But
yeah.
So the Swans are in a bit of trouble. They started strong. They reversed the last season. They started weak last season.
And then they did pretty good.
But they're going to have to
It's because people get tired nearly at the end of the
Well, of course
season.
They would.
That's when the little ones at the bottom start beating the top ones because they become complacent and saying, oh, we can't get both beaten. But they do.
Yeah.
All the time. You see it all the time. in football at the end of the season.
So how's the Ice Dogs going, Steve?
Ice Dogs, they did very good last week. They did. They had the last couple of weeks where they weren't doing all that great, as we mentioned, but last week they did pretty good. They won. I don't have the exact score. I'll have to have a look it up, but I know they did win. As far as that goes, I haven't really been keeping up with the Bears, though, so I don't know how the Bears...
Who's the Bears?
Sydney Bears. You know, we've got the two Sydney teams.
Who
got...
cares about the Bears?
Oh, that's not
There's
nice.
There's Bears out there.
Don't you want to go for all the Sydney teams?
Not really, no.
I'd rather go for the Dogs because they're a bit more rougher.
They're much more...
rough.
Ha, 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 ha.
He's hilarious.
Very funny, Mick.
That's very
Wait until they put the bite on someone.
Yeah. That's terrible. Okay, that's not nice. But they are playing today, so hopefully they do very well. They're playing Perth.
Perth?
Yes. They're playing in Sydney, though, so that's good.
What's Perth?
Perth Thunder. Perth Thunder.
Perth Thunder.
Yeah.
All right. So the Dogs are not scared of thunder, is it?
I don't know. Last time, I don't know what they... If they won last time, to be honest. I hope not, because I want them to win.
Now, Serena Williams has been in the news this week. Good, some controversy.
What happened?
She says... very rarely to say, but I'm ready to do whatever it takes to have a clean sport, so bring it on. I'm excited.
Oh,
on
that's
Twitter, funny, as if right. She was coming for a drug test, because that's what...
5 drug tests.
More than anyone else, right?
Yeah.
But she's a winner, though, right? So she's won the drug tests as well.
She's cheating.
She failed her tests.
But she's won them, right? She's got the most drug tests.
Yeah.
No, but she's failed, too. She never passed them, did she?
I don't know.
They never showed any results, any drugs on her, so she failed.
Oh.
Very funny, Mick. Very
oh dear Mick, was that meant to be a joke?
Yeah,
just checking.
Yeah,
it was. just checking. But is that discrimination, or is it just because she's like the number one player that maybe they're being a little bit more sure?
I think it is. It's like, wow, she's so good,
and she might be taking other things for her baby, which might be in contribution of the thing.
Yeah,
well, that's she not nearly really, died. That's not drug cheating, though. Mick. No, taking stuff for.
Yeah, but she nearly died through giving birth to a child, so. There might be other problems.
Hope not. Hope she's okay. Which would be the result. Tennis, though, yeah. Other than that, we've got the US Open coming up.
You excited?
I think it'll be interesting. This year has been kind of weird for winners, right? Like, the top seeds haven't been winning as much.
As times are changing.
Because they're all the top seeds getting old and it's time for them to go home.
Well, that's it, Mick's right. Like, times are changing. Yeah. They probably should retire.
Well, they can't retire. They're winning still. If they retire, there'll be no one left.
No, but they'll make the game interesting because the same people won't keep winning.
You know? Yeah, but it's kind of nice now because they're kind of like getting the whole, like, you know, 500 wins or something.
Oh, they're breaking records.
Records.
Who cares about them breaking a record? Put new people in. Well, give them the opportunity of winning.
But it's a game. It's who's the best. Not about fair and square, everyone gets a win.
Otherwise it'd be boring. Everyone got to win. Like the guy that was hopeless got to win.
Yeah,
I don't think it's going to be that great. Talk about awesomely good teams as well. Australia or Brazil, the women's team, we've always said has been very good.
And Brazil's been very good too.
Oh, good stuff.
Not as good as Australia. They 3-1 in July. Yeah. They played 2 days ago.
Oh, nice.
In the League of Nations. We play Japan tonight, which looks like my tip will win that as well. And you know, we could actually win this whole League of Nations thing.
Good stuff.
And guess who's the champions?
It's a series of friendly games.
The Americans.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. So we'll beat the Americans.
Yeah.
We'll shoot them down. Their eagle will be devastated by our roo.
Okay. There you go. Animals competing.
Animals competing, yeah. Actually, I don't know what the whole point of the series is, though.
Why? What do you mean? What's wrong with it?
I don't know. It's just weird.
It's
a friendly event. It actually doesn't mean it's... that important. So it's the first time they had it last time in the same 14s play.
It gives them practice to get better.
Yeah, but it's like Tournament of Nations seems like just a made up tournament because it's,
now what's the World Cup, a made up tournament?
Yeah, but it's like,
but there's value.
Why
to
why is
it.
There Australia, United States, Japan, and Brazil, and that's it?
Because that's the only nations that
gives them the opportunity to practice and get. They can bring people in.
What is this? A South American.
They brought
Asian,
a 15-year-old. They brought a 15-year-old girl in, 20 minutes before 15? The final,
wow.
And she's the youngest playing. So that gave her experience.
Yeah.
She Sam or the the top Australian woman.
Sam Stosur.
No, Sam Stosur's a tennis player.
Yeah, I thought you meant the top.
No, no, in soccer.
Oh, I don't know.
They gave the 15-year-old, pulled the Australian one off, the best one, and put her on. And she's very good.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah, so I think the Tournament of Nations too, is basically the US Soccer Federation invites other countries to come and play in America.
It's just like the American, it's just like the World Series baseball. Yeah, the only ones who play in it is the Americans.
And Canada.
The only ones that are good, right?
And Canada too,
Mick. It was all, it used to be one stage, only America.
Yeah. I know, it's kind of ironic, right? World Series, but it's just North America.
And the Japanese can be just as good as in baseball.
Yeah, baseball's massive in Japan, yeah. They love it.
Now, this would be one of the silliest drug cheats around. It's Olympic swimmer, quite controversial, Ryan Lochte, I think his name is.
Was he the bloke who got banned for saying he got stolen when he was in the Olympics last time, got robbed?
Well, actually, that could be, actually. That's the same guy, yep. He's a good man. How did you guess, Mick? But he got caught out this time. He was inducing himself with vitamins, and he had one of these vitamin drips. So I don't know if they have those at the local chemist, but you get a drip with some vitamins, and he plugged himself in.
I know there's a lot of drips around.
So he was describing them as vitamins. The only problem is the anti-doping agency went, I think that's called doping, and he basically got a doping violation on Instagram. So he's now been suspended for almost 14 months. He's going to make his preparations for Tokyo in a couple of years' time.
He's nearly at the end of his career anyway.
Yeah. He said he wasn't doing anything legal. Everything was legal. You can go to the local chemist, but he's going to keep going, he reckons. I'm feeling good. I'm swimming fast. My son being born, everything was happening. Everything was perfect. And this happened, and it's devastating. He doesn't understand how the rules of the world work.
Yeah,
but is he allowed to take vitamin supplements?
No, obviously not, because he's been suspended for doing so. So no, I suspect that's the case.
Through oral, not
again, out of the rules.
Through oral consumption, not through.
No, but the USDA said they're not wasn't using a banned substance, but prohibits infusions or injections in excess of 100 mils within the 12-hour period.
Bad luck if
he. So, ironically, I don't think he would have got caught out unless he posted on Instagram,
yeah.
Because it would have been a great example of how do they prove that.
Yeah, and you saw
it
got him, right?
Difficult to prove that, because that wouldn't come up in the substance test. Mm.
Because he publicised it.
Yeah.
And you saw
the only way they'd do it would be having a look at his arms to see the track marks.
No, or a test his insides.
I don't know, or just monitoring 24/7. I don't know.
Yeah, he broke your.
So, that is just, I don't know, he's a very controversial character.
Is he?
And now he's... Well, he is, because he had the whole gun made-up robbery.
Oh, did he? I don't remember that.
He was in Brazil, and basically he made up that he got robbed, and he didn't get robbed.
So he got suspended for that as well.
Oh, did he? Sucked in.
Now, here's a question. If you're in esports, Steve, how much do you need to train?
Esports, the computer.
What do you
sport?
Mean by training?
Okay.
Do you mean by physical movement or mental movement?
You talk about time-wise, how long are you going to do?
Yeah. About 6 hours.
I was going to say four.
Six hours a day.
6 hours.
That's ridiculous.
You want to get the keyboard right.
For esports.
No, but you also have to do physical exercise.
The mind has to be exercised.
Yeah, they do also talk about physical exercise in these esports.
Yeah.
Where they, if you're not fit, you haven't got a mind.
Mm.
Healthy body, healthy mind, bad body.
The AFL is now getting involved in esports too. They're actually having a part of an NFL club. They're going to have professional e-sporters.
And they get paid big money, too.
It's a big industry, e-sports, yeah.
So you can maybe go for the Swans. Maybe we could be good at e-sports, the Swans.
Oh,
not good at football at the moment, so...
No, hopefully
they can go for the Eagles.
Eagle sports. That's terrible.
Now, here's some more physical sport here.
Do that, but I knew it was going to sting a bit more if I went about a bit harder.
Very, very proud. Quite emotional. Try not to cry. So extremely proud of him.
So that was a world record there.
What was the record?
For burpees.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Oh, that burpee one. 800 or something.
800 in 10 minutes.
They're hard to do.
Can you do in 10 minutes?
In 10 minutes?
Yeah. What did you do? I think it was in 10 minutes.
I thought when they talked about burpees, when you go... Burp, burp, burp.
No.
That's a burpee?
That was a really bad burp, actually. Just quietly.
No, that's a burpee. Not jumping down and doing star jumps.
They're talking about, the star jump push-up one. Yeah.
So in 60 minutes, you've done 851.
Wow.
which is kind of hard.
Constantly as well, without stopping.
Well, it's 100 or 50 more than the last one, wasn't it?
It's quite a few more than the last one. Yeah. You definitely, you beat it by 70 or so.
Damn, that's very impressive.
You smashed the world record there.
He'd be so exhausted.
Only if they had burpees in the Olympics, we'd be set.
Why don't they have burpees where you have drink, burp, drink, burp?
Because that's disgusting. That's a burpee. Nobody wants to watch that.
It'd be great telly, wouldn't it?
And then you can burp out a tune or burp out,
No. Anyway, Tour de France, bit of a farce. What keeps happening? The police ran into a cyclist.
They arrested someone
they
first.
They arrested somebody for... What's going Broomy, on?
They got
pulled off his bike. It's like, oh, jeez.
It's become, like, brutal. It's just like...
I might start watching it.
It's actually getting interesting, yeah.
You start the blokes went over the
because of the
wall,
protesters,
wall.
Right?
Yeah.
They lost a corner and bang, over the rock
it's
wall.
It's all protesters' fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then they had people putting syringes around the roads because they're trying to point out that some of these people were allowed to... that were former drug cheats are actually now allowed to ride. Oh, so they made a little bit of a syringe protest.
That's disgusting.
Weird and awkward. Very French, though. A bit of an awkward French protest. But it's been all... I don't know if anyone actually cycled in the Tour de France this year, but it's been...
Seemed like a lot of action.
Every week there's been someone running into somebody or something. But
yeah.
Tear gas would have been the best.
I thought that was pretty good. And the cop pulling him off the bike as well was pretty good.
No, but it was finished. He had finished the race anyway.
Was he finished? No, wasn't
he
still cycling?
Yeah, he was finished fifth of race, yeah.
Okay.
That was the shortest... That was happening yesterday. It was one of the shortest days of their thing.
Oh, okay. I thought he was still racing.
And then another recent recovery in sports too was this guy.
Hello. Just a quick message. First of all, to thank the medical staff at Macclesfield, Salford Royal and Alexandra Hospitals. Believe me, without those people who gave me such great care, I would not be sitting here today.
So that was the brain behind Manchester United for many years. That's Alex Ferguson. Had successful surgery for a brain hemorrhage.
Oh, wow.
So he had some brain surgery and he's back and alive and
good
well.
Good stuff. Good for him. Hopefully his full recovery relaxing.
Yeah, and maybe he can start coaching some football again, maybe. Don't know.
Oh, is he done with it or is he going to go back?
He retired ages ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But he's still part of the club, though. Apparently he's really...
He's around 80.
Was he a consultant or something, is he?
Oh, he just goes to the matches, I guess.
Well, he'd have a life membership.
I imagine he's got a life membership.
Number one.
Yeah, I reckon he could go anywhere in the stadium. I'm pretty sure he'll go anywhere.
Oh, good for him.
My time.
As long as he's all right.
Anything else in sport, Mick?
I don't watch sport, so I don't listen to it.
Catching the train, a bit tricky.
Don't catch it.
It doesn't go into central. It only goes into central. And
that's right.
It terminates.
So trains from Leppington and Liverpool via Granville will stop at Central. You need
all
to change. The ones via East Hills and Sydenham will stop at... They'll go by Sydenham for start when we go to the airport. They'll stop at Redfern, so you'll have to change at Sydenham. And then the trains from Bankstown, by Bankstown, also stop at Sydenham too. So for more details...
Where about the trains from now or in the mountains?
I don't know. I'm not going for all of them, but the ones going through Liverpool and Fairfield, that's where they go.
Nothing's
more
going...
More details. If you need to go about the mountains, Mick, you'll have to go on the internet to...
Transport New South Wales.info.
Remember, the city circle's not in operation anymore.
Damn.
Closing down for
they're
new signals.
New signals, oh.
Why? They can't even get their signals to work most of the time.
That's probably the reason why they're fixing it, possibly.
They say that all the time, and then during the week they'll go, sorry, would the train stop for? We're in for a signal.
Yeah, well, you've got to make
it. It's annoying.
But they use the excuse. That's the excuse. In other words, they stuffed up.
Oh, well. There you go.
But that's what they're doing, putting new signalling.
So do you think they should just say next time the train's late, we stuffed up, train's late, sorry, mate.
Yeah, sorry, we're terrible.
It's easier to say, blame it on the signal. They don't get... Everyone can take their anger out on the signal.
I do like train guards that have personality, though. Like the train drivers.
They're rare.
There's some really good ones. There was one like last week that was really good.
His
name was Hunter. It's so funny.
How do you know his name?
He said his name. He's like, hi,
my name is Hunter.
This is Guard Hunter. I'm like, is he like a guard hunter? Or is he hunting guards? Like, he's like, have a good day.
That's like a TV series. Guard Hunter. Today on Guard Hunter.
We're going from Sydney to Epping.
Well, in the more interesting news of the week...
Covered water on Mars. This was done through the analysis of the data acquired by the Italo-US radar MARSIS. It was a long investigation, which required a lot of effort, but after several years, which it took, we were able to demonstrate that indeed this was the case.
So, Mick.
Life on Mars.
Yeah, there's
life. Moving to Mars soon with that water? Sounds nice. Oh, the drought in New South Wales might go to Mars.
Oh, too much salt in that one. But they...
You're being a bit fussy now.
No, it's salty water. They found a lot of salt residues on face of Mars.
Yeah.
And talking about moving to Mars, as have a space station there where we can start from Mars and move out to the different other planets because it's got water.
Has
water
can oxygen, be used. Though?
No, water.
Gravity.
They've got. What they can do is use the water to break down for oxygen and hydrogen for fuel, also for air, for breathing, and this carbon dioxide they can get will be used for growing things. But it's supposed to be a full contained unit where everything circulates and not be lost. But when
with this water being there, potentially you could live on Mars.
Yeah, water
what
being
are
there.
House prices like on Mars?
Oh, well, they don't have
they
houses.
Houses first class.
They don't have houses. They got caves
okay,
and holes.
They're cheap.
They got holes and caves.
Okay.
Because the Martians live there, and they don't want anyone to come in.
Oh, that's why they
don't like speculators.
They don't.
Yeah, that's why. That's why Elon Musk had problems with his car being
he's
melted.
Such a big sook.
Oh, he's a sook, is he?
He's a big sook.
Didn't call anyone a pedophile this week? No,
no, he didn't call the Martians at all pedophiles.
What, Martian files?
Maybe.
Maybe Martian files. Maybe the Martian files. I don't know.
Yeah, he's a big sook, that guy.
But I don't know. Would you want to live on Mars, though?
No.
Like, it can,
how do they
it can
know?
Get it cold as 143 degrees.
People complain when it's 1 degree in Sydney.
Like, that's pretty cold.
But under the Earth, it doesn't get that hot cold.
Yeah, exactly, because they're a little bit differently located.
And I imagine their heat would be much worse, right?
They get 43% of the sunlight. I don't know, life on Mars does sound like a silly idea.
Yeah, but going to colonise Mars, that might be someone else might be living there. And colonising is a form of invasion, so what will they do?
It'll be Terra Nullius all over
there'll be another War of the Worlds, and it will be real. That could be happening, because...
Not in our lifetime, I don't think.
Well, the good thing, you'll only live half as long on Mars because each year is twice as long.
Oh, really?
So you live twice as long?
Well, it depends which way you look at it, but yeah, maybe.
Twice as long. But your body will lose muscle tone because there's not as much gravity there. Mm-hmm. Once you stay there, once you get there and stay there for a while, you will never get back to Earth because you won't be able to survive in Earth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because everything changes because the gravity is different, so your muscles don't work as hard, so they don't need it. Where you could be like Superman in Mars.
Probably not.
Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound.
Yes. Well, you know, if it's to be believed, Mr. Musk will be in Mars by 2024 with a little tour group. What we do on the tour of Mars? Okay, we just arrived. There's no shops, no Wi-Fi.
No.
Nothing
to see.
No cafes.
Just red dirt everywhere.
Here's some dirt.
You got little Mr. Martian from the TV show, Marvin the Martian. Yeah, you'll be going around.
No, he'll blast you, I think. Yeah.
Don't
know what they expect when you land on Mars. What do you expect is going to happen?
Well, it's a stepping stone off to the
It would
the
be cool, though, right?
Would it?
Oh, be bloody cool, all right. Yeah. Minus
943 degrees.
Yeah.
It'd be cool when you get there, then you'll freeze to death.
Was 55 million k's away. You get frequent flyer miles, too. 55 million
That'd be good.
Kilometres of frequent flyer miles would be pretty good. but 300 days to get there.
But remember, there's people have...
Like, could you imagine getting your boss to give you leave for 300 days?
Don't think you can get 300 days leave.
Can I get 300 days? Why do you need 300 days leave? Well, is it 600 if you want to come back?
You got no Mars.
Remember, there's been a competition picking people to colonise Mars, and it's one-way ticket.
Would you take it, Mick?
Nope.
Why not?
Because I wouldn't like to stay away from my country, my Earth.
You're very patriotic,
you're very patriotic,
Mick. Yeah.
But isn't it good that we're getting there, though? Getting out, exploring it?
No.
So if you were back in the day, would you never have, like, in the days of the UK and stuff, you just stay at the UK and never leave?
Oh, we wanted to live in UK,
Australia, wouldn't
have Australia,
have...
mate.
Yeah.
Well, then you have to go out and explore. That's what this is. Maybe Mars is better than here.
Yeah.
You don't explore places and take it over like England did Australia, or England did to America, or England. Or
well, they didn't really do it to America. America kind of changed it around a bit.
No, England took over North America, didn't they?
Then the North Americans got kicked out. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you're not booking your ticket yet, Mick?
No.
No. So it's water, though.
I'm waiting for Venus. She's heavenly.
Oh. You like Venus, huh? What about Serena?
No, she's got two. Too big of a...
That's not nice, Mick.
That's not very nice, Mick.
Stop there, please.
She's got too big of a moon.
We also have, this week too, we had an interesting visitor to Lakemba, which was from Canada.
You seem a little angry.
I'm not angry, I'm just asking you what you're doing here.
What do I think so far? I think it doesn't really look like Australia here.
What makes it not Australian to you, Lauren?
The fact that I can hardly hear people speaking English, the fact that people here are clearly not adapting to the Western culture, the signs aren't in English.
What do you think would be left of this suburb if immigrants hadn't come here and it opened all of these amazing businesses and shared their culture?
And shared their culture? I don't know if it's so much sharing as there's mostly one sect of group here. It's a very monoculture in this area.
I don't think so. If you just look across the road there, you've got Pakistani and Indian restaurants.
Right, all right. Yeah. But do you see many British pubs in this area?
There's one.
That's what we need in
right
the camp.
Where?
Is there even a British
pubs in Lakemba?
Is there even a British person in Lakemba?
Is there a British pub even in anywhere in Sydney?
Not the mind. There's Irish pubs.
There is. She's right. Well, the English have been kicked out. Get rid of them.
Wow.
She got her facts wrong as well.
Too much time spending with Trump.
She was talking to the interviewer saying there was riots in Auburn where she should have been saying Cronulla.
Yeah.
Yeah, Auburn, Cronulla. When you're from Canada, it's all the same.
Yeah, that's... She's very...
She just stopped at those Canadian shops there.
Yeah, I reckon.
Grandmother...
Isn't it funny how the foreigner from Canada is telling how Australia should be? Should she come back where she comes from?
Like, when was the last time she heard anything about Australia? Does she know it's very multicultural? That's funny. And what?
The police... She was going to visit the Lakemba Mosque, but the police suggested that may not be a great idea.
Well, the police came to
she
her.
Might cause offence to the local community because she is quite right-wing in her views on Muslim and stuff.
Wow.
So she went down for a little bit of a walk, for a YouTube video or something.
Oh, okay. So she did it for views.
That's where I got picked up by the police.
She also picked up... She found a photo also too in Haymarket saying that they were looking for an Asian-only flatmate. But I think she's also missed the ones which there's quite a few of them where they says we don't want Asians as well. So it's kind of, I don't know.
It's both sides, right?
I think she is very limited in her knowledge.
No, it's selective.
Yeah, I got picked up by the police in Auburn.
Did you?
My first time ever.
Were you rioting in Auburn?
No, I was running home to my grandmother.
You were in a pub in Auburn.
You're right. That's not a believable story.
It is. I was about 3 years old. I was 3 years old. My grandmother used to, and
you were
grandparents.
Years old by yourself?
No, my grandmother used to, my grandparents used to live in Lakemba.
Yeah.
Up in Holden Street. I think it's Holden Street or Taylor Street. And we used to come over. Mum used to bring us over. We had my brother. She had four children. So she went into the shop next to the station, started shopping, and I wanted to get home to my grandmother. So I ran home. And just as I got there, the cops picked me up. First time ever being picked up by the police.
Yeah?
Yeah.
At 3 years old?
At 3 years
and
old.
He was put into jail for 20 years for
I wasn't going to stay around and watch Mum do the shopping. I wanted to get home to my grandmother.
See, if you were patient, Mick, you wouldn't have got picked up by the cops.
Oh, well.
That's your fault.
They just got me just as I was just going into my grandmother's place.
In other news this way.
Yeah, talk about angry people, though. There's a there's a new reverse vending machine opened at Moorbank Sports Club where, obviously you put the containers in the vending machine to get your money out. However, this time, no money comes out. The money goes to either your PayPal account or you get a voucher which you can use for their partners.
Complicating the simple.
If people thought this thing was convoluted as it is, now it's even worse.
It's stupid.
Like Mick said,
the person who set it up haven't got a brain. It's called KISS, Keep It Simple Stupid.
Yes.
Where in the old days you used to, if you bought a soft drink, you either had to pay a deposit on it or drink it there.
Deposit?
Yes.
That's what you're doing now, right? That's the same
and
thing.
And when you finished your drink, brought the container back, you got your deposit back in hand. Now, some idiot brought up these stupid ideas returning stuff and making the big drinkers or the big drink manufacturers make the money and the poor blokes lose out.
And also the administration of this scheme is about 5 cents a can of drink. Yeah. So
it's just a waste of time and money.
Expensive amount of tax on a drink.
If they wanted to have a good example, use the old system or go to South Australia. They had the best system out.
I think the South system has the same problem. It's actually expensive to run as well.
Yeah, but it's a better system.
Just recycle, it's not hard.
Put it in the bin, maybe?
Or... Well, the other thing I found this week, too, quite interesting, is that Coles, you know, Coles and Woolworths got rid of their plastic bags the other week.
Yes.
So now if you go to, I think, Coles now this week, they've got this new thing where you can now go get a collectible, mini, non-edible toy or something.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Which is made out of plastic. I think they're getting rid of plastic.
And it's supposed to be
illegal.
Yeah,
but now they can profit off it because of the toy.
That's supposed to be...
I think
it's
ridiculous. I think, like, one minute you go, like, oh, we're going low waste. No, not, like, making stuff that's not
important. Yeah, war on waste.
And then you got a silly mini Tim Tam meal to give me if I spend $30.
Mm.
Like, isn't that just waste 101?
Yeah, there was supposed to be agreement with these takeaway places, these fast food places.
And why would...
That they wouldn't give out these little screamers where kids want to go to the, say... K to a chicken place or to a hamburger place, and they get little toys. That was made illegal, and it was only done through agreement, and they still do it.
Yeah, I don't think it's illegal, actually. That's not illegal, Mick, actually, to do, because they still do it. But this is a case where I think that one minute they're saying they're cutting out plastic waste, next minute they're making more plastic waste.
Oxymorons.
I think more morons than oxymorons.
Yeah, right? Lost there. And also, I don't know why anyone would collect a whole bunch of groceries that you can't eat.
Kids might play in their house
some
in the
kids
toy.
Play, yeah.
In the toys.
Oh, you reckon?
They do. Yeah they do. Uh-huh.
And they play houses.
Oh, houses.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore. They're on their PlayStations.
Yeah.
In their no phone zones.
That's right. Everywhere. There should be a no phone zone everywhere.
But there was also a big shooting this week to Warwick Farm as well, which you mentioned as well. The man was killed last Sunday night. And basically it was a...
Shot in the back.
There's a bit of drugs and stuff involved or something, apparently. Police are looking for information about it.
He looks like a big bouncer or a person who got shot. It looks like he was on steroids.
Yeah, they believe it's a targeted instance, but they're looking for information, so 1-800-333-000.
And they're chasing a bloke now, and they haven't got him yet.
Yeah.
Wow. That's messed up.
Mm.
Now, a local Liverpool councillor is proposing the idea of bringing the metro line through Miller to get it more active and have more people around there on its way to Badgerys Creek, which I think would be a bit silly, right?
No, I think it's perfectly sensible. There should be a train line out there. The fact it's a joke that there's no train line there.
At Miller?
Yeah, there should be. Why not?
Because there's one at Liverpool.
No, but then if you have one at Miller, it's closer than you're at the train station already. It'd be a lot.
No, I think you've got Leppington and you've got... Have one at Camden Valley Way, I think, would be awesome.
You should have one everywhere.
What they should
just
be
every
doing.
Every suburb have a train line.
At one stage in Western Australia, they weren't allowing suburbs unless public transport was supplied.
Well, that would have been a good idea.
Yeah.
That's more sensible.
Now, the government's committed to the upgrade of car park at Emerson Park in Casula. However, the opposition, what a surprise, are saying it's inadequate. Outrage continues. There's residents with 5,000 signatures asking for a better result. Now, an election is coming up, so one does suspect something might actually happen on this one. And you're looking at a whole bunch of Labour candidates going out there saying they're going to fix the problem for sure.
The only way to get anything fixed for the government is make sure that's a swinging...
However, I don't think the Labour Party said how many spaces they're going to build.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, so I don't know. It's a bit interesting, so... They reckon they spent $18 million. They haven't said how many spaces that is in total.
Mm.
But yeah, so it's going to be a war of the car parks, I think, for the election in the local area.
Hopefully it...
If you're in a swinging electorate, they will get it. If you're not, you don't.
Yeah.
That's how it happens.
Well, there are some swinging electorates out this way, and that'll be one of the battlefields of the election, so...
Yeah.
I think you'll see a lot of that happening.
Let's start swinging, man. We'll be a swinging electric.
Put your keys in.
That's a lot of swingers. Now, Fairfield mayor, councillors and staff are going to have a pop-up stalls on the 1st of August and the 4th of August at Fairfield Showground. So if you want to ask them any questions, you can go along to that. And
but will they answer the questions?
Well, why wouldn't and ask one, Mick. I don't know.
It's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
You ask them a question and they don't even... The answer's nothing to do with the question.
Well, then hopefully ask them a question that they have the answer.
Yeah. Go and ask Mick.
You should go to it, Mick.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. Problem solved.
Well, some problem solved.
It's Fairfield, mate. I don't come from Fairfield.
Whoopee.
Anyway.
Speaking of the council, though, they're not happy because recently they received 34 reports of trolleys being put in creeks in the local area.
The old trolley and creek trick.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of them.
Have they ever seen...
There is a lot of Fairport actually.
Haven't you ever seen the Chop Fest movie, the Rogue Trolley or the Free Range Trolley?
No.
It won Chop Fest.
Did it?
Yeah, about these trolleys. They all gather up and they associate with each other. And
trolley gangs.
Yeah, the trolley gang.
Yeah.
Off the trolleys, I can tell you.
But you can report illegal dumping to 97250222.
Now, at Eastern Creek, there the plan to have a waste-to-energy incinerator has been canned by the government. It was going to basically, you take all your trash to the incinerator, and then basically it just burns it, and then you get power for 100,000 homes.
And pollute the rest of the Sydney Basin with toxic fumes.
Yeah, these are very controversial ways to power stuff. Meant to kind of be kind of environmentally friendly, because you're solving the waste problem by burning it, but then all the stuff goes in the sky.
No, it's not only the problem with being environmentally friendly, you're breaking the cycle of the plastic cycle. Yeah. Where that means when they start burning it off, you have to pull more stuff in. Yeah, so you have to take more
petrol.
But no
one's living near it, I think.
But
I don't think anyone wanted to, and there's an election coming up. So what you're seeing the government doing now, for any controversial project, basically, the government's basically now canning them one by one. So all these controversial planning decisions are being held off for 12 months because they're trying to avoid any controversy before the March election.
Right.
Stupid. They shouldn't even be thinking of it. What it should be is the federal government should say, righto, everything's to be recycled. We take over the business. You buy your resources off us as it's been recycled through us, and we pay the money you...
Yeah, that's another option. Now, another news this week too as well is that Southwest Sydney FC is progressed to the next round for the A-League. We might have Southwest Sydney FC. SWSFC.
SWFFC.
I don't know. Doesn't really ring. So that'd cover Bankstown, Liverpool and Fairfield, apparently.
That's a tongue twister.
It's a tongue twister.
That's getting everyone to speak English.
SWSFC.
Oh, God almighty. They need a better name. That's my advice to them. If you're going to get the competition, you're going to have to, like...
Just call them Sydney FC.
Call it God almighty.
God almighty.
Yeah. They say, oh, God almighty.
Just call them the FC.
The FC.
Fools and Clowns.
Just call them the.
Yeah, the.
FC.
The Fools and Clowns.
The team. Coming up in November is the Made in the West Film Festival. Mm. November 24. At the moment, you can submit your films if you like. It's obviously, there is a criteria. You have to be from Western Sydney. Mm. Southwestern Sydney.
Southwestern Sydney or Western Sydney?
Both. Western Sydney and Southwestern Sydney. As long as you're in Western Sydney, it doesn't matter.
What about Northwest Sydney?
I don't know if it goes north.
Well, near Northwest Sydney is Western Sydney.
Too bad. And east as well, Western Sydney.
There's no east-west Sydney.
Yeah. Okay.
They're in the water, east-west Sydney.
Anyway.
The criteria includes the films must be under 15 minutes and any genre is welcomed, including documentary. So you can make a music video as well. Terrible criteria, right?
That's all right.
So make it, or an animation, sci-fi and horror. But you can head on over to madeinthewest.com.au and, yeah, sounds interesting.
I think I'll go and see Mr. Mullock and we'll form a new band called No Direction.
Yeah.
Because his son looks like Zach Mullock from One Direction.
Zane Mullock.
Yeah, he's related to him.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
There you go.
Also, this week, local area citizens are complaining about a local Fairfield councillor whom apparently lives in Five Dock, but she put her parents' Fairfield Heights...
That's fraud.
...address on... I don't know. Is it really fraud?
She has
a property in Bonnerig, though.
It still doesn't matter. She put her address where she was living in her mother's address or parents' address.
Wow.
I think that's a bit wrong, but... Because what else is she lying about, Mick?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Well, she's a typical politician. You have to learn how to lie to become a politician.
So she's lying about everything. Anyway. Anything else in local area?
She's basically still able to stand if she has the right address. Because if you're a rate holder in the area, you would be entitled to stand in the council. It's not a question of entitlement. The question
is it's fraud. Whether she should have put... That's fraud. So she's...
It's not really fraud.
She's done the wrong thing in the first place, so she shouldn't be entitled to get the benefits of it.
I don't think this is like the dual citizen thing, though, right? Well,
no, she's put the wrong address up to make out that she lived in Fairfield, which she didn't. She lived at Five Dock. So what she's doing is the same as the Deputy Mayor of Auburndy. Falsified things.
No, he did much worse.
It's still lying in filling out a stat decoration. That's a stat deck.
No, the electoral roll is not a stat declaration. It's a form that you send.
It's part of a stat deck.
No, it's not. It's not a statutory declaration, and it's not the same as what the other bloke did, because he basically falsified multiple records.
That's right, but it's still a form of fraud. It's still fraud.
But she doesn't actually gain anything differently.
She has gained something out because she got elected.
Well, possibly because she should have, on her nomination form, maybe said where she really lived. Because it's a residential address on the nomination form, potentially. Don't know, need to double check that. But I think that...
It's still part of a legal document.
Yeah, exactly. But like,
so it's fraud.
The question is whether... No, it's not necessarily fraud. Which address you're allowed to put on the form is the question. And I don't know the answer to that, so...
It's a residential address. She was living in Florida.
Well, if the residential address is not living there, then she's not got the right details. But I don't think she's gained anything from it.
She has gained. She got elected there.
Well, because all the voters went to the ballot paper to check her address. I don't think so, Mick. I think
people have taken
a mickey there.
Normally, vote for people who come from the area. And if they don't come from the area...
But I don't think she does not come from the area either. I think what she's saying quite truthfully is that... A lot of her life is in Fairfield. She just doesn't reside in Fairfield. Doesn't mean she's not part of Fairfield, though.
Because you can't stay in Fairfield.
Because the council doesn't actually just deal with the residents. It deals with businesses and the whole community. So you don't have to live in the area to actually stand
in the area. Like in Sydney, all businesses got the right to vote for the council.
Yeah.
And that's wrong.
No, it's not wrong, because businesses are pay rates, and the council's there to...
Still doesn't matter.
Well, you got to live there, otherwise you don't have any say.
You don't see businesses voting for... state elections. You don't see businesses voting for the federal election, so why should they vote for council elections?
Because they pay a lot of rates to the
it
council.
Still doesn't matter. Everyone else pays rates.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
Everyone else pays rates.
Not as well, in the case of Sydney City Council, it's a lot more people that are businesses pay rates than residents. So
businesses can tell how to run bloody government. That's it. That's not right.
Well, possibly it is, because they're people as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, controversial, nonetheless. Well, I don't know. This has been a big week this week, Steve.
In the world of television, where do we begin?
The biggest shock of the week. Incredible shock. I'm still lost for words, Steve.
Good afternoon, I'm Li Lin Chin with a special SBS World News report.
Good evening, Li Lin Chin with SBS World News.
Australia's first Indigenous federal MP says he's been the victim of a racist backlash.
Well, Ling Ling Ching
gone.
Decided that's gone.
She's not retiring. She's just...
That's deaf, apparently.
Yeah.
She's not retired. It's deaf. Well, she was interviewed, I think this might be a bit of the background. Yeah. She was on Hard Chat a while ago, and I think this is an answer to a question that's been raging for the ages.
Mm. Who would win in a fight between you and Antoninus?
That's like saying, who is going to win in a fight between a lion and a piglet?
So are you saying that you would tear Antoninus into tiny shreds of bacon?
Without hesitation.
Now, you're famous for your fashion, most notably what you wore to the Logies. Do you have any fashion tips for me?
Nothing goes with red.
Wow.
Ling Ling Chi in fire as always. She is...
casual racism.
Well, heroism, I think, is the word. But Antoninus internet will actually now win. He's got the weekend news now.
Oh, that's
coming
right,
back, ironically.
After his surgery, right?
Yeah. I'm surprised. She's been there for 40 years, 30 years as the newsreader.
Yeah.
And
as an interpreter before that, right?
Yeah, she was... Yeah.
Wonder what she's going to do now.
She came from Singapore.
She's starting a production company, apparently.
Oh, really?
Ling Ling Ching Productions.
Yeah, from Southeast Asia. That's where she lives, because it showed her one time where do they come from or whatever.
Yeah, where do you come from? Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Or who do you think you are?
Isn't yeah. That, yeah. That woman from the Hard... No, not Hard.
Hard.
From that pop show on SBS.
Pop Asia.
No, not Pop Asia.
I don't know what you're talking about, mate.
That show, you know that show?
Oh,
that,
yeah, I know.
The show?
She goes, takes people out to their...
Julia Zemira.
Yeah.
Oh, the home delivery show.
Yeah. She did a thing with that, and she was over in Singapore or somewhere in South Asia. That's where she was brought up, lived.
All right, Rock Quiz you're thinking of, aren't you?
Yeah, Rock Quiz, that's
Okay. But she's awesome.
Yeah.
She's got character.
Her last bulletin's on tomorrow night.
I think it's going to get a lot of views.
I think so. It's going to give them a bit of an increase because she is... It made Twitter very upset. Twitter was
she's a legend. And plus, she kind of had a rejuvenation of herself right through the feed as well.
Oh, yeah. It was always weird.
Yeah. Even ABC to a point. But
she hosted Play School once.
Yeah. Wow.
Which is a bit weird.
Yeah.
Done mean tweets. So, yeah.
Good stuff.
SBS World News. They lost their newsreader. Very sad.
All the best to her. There'll be more people to read news, though.
Lost in Israel.
Yeah.
Lost the newsreader.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Li Lanqing lost in
Israel. Lost in Israel. That's a new series. Maybe that's what she's doing. Talk about lost. This lady was a bit lost.
Understand.
Now I do.
Did you not understand when you tweeted it out?
No, I was so shocked
Let me ask you, what do you understand?
Well, I don't understand a lot, to tell you the truth. The first thing was shock that they were saying it was racial when it's political. And that was a hard one to take. And then everybody started saying I was a racist, which is like the worst thing that you can call a Jewish person, especially one who, like me, grew up with Holocaust survivors.
Oh, so if that's you're Jewish, you can't be racist.
It's like that how it can't be...
So much simpler now. I understand the world.
So I'll become a Jew, so I can't be racist
that's
anymore.
That's it, Mick. And you can say and tweet whatever you like.
Wow.
I thought birds only tweet.
She was kind of right until she said that last sentence.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because I don't know if her tweet was... I don't know. Was it that bad?
Depends on your interpretation.
No, she knew what she was saying, I think.
Yeah, well, it's almost the first crazy tweet she wrote, so...
Yeah.
You know.
It's not a shock to the system like she just happened to send.
It is to me.
It is? Are there some people that would be like that, Mick? Yeah, Roseanne, I think just move on and get on with your life. She's done. For now, I think.
She'll be back. Oh, you know, the comeback, you know.
Yeah.
Never run out the comeback.
Speaking of comebacks, though, Frasier might be coming back.
I know.
People love these old shows.
Yeah.
Frasier was good, but I don't know if
He was a radio presenter.
Because the dad's died, right? So
yeah, that's right. And the dog as well. And it's like,
the dog's dead? Well, that's it. The whole show's gone.
And Kelsey Grammer's pretty much does something. It's no Frasier without the dog, right?
Just rubbish. Just completely rubbish.
Speaking of rubbish, though, War on Waste returned this week.
Who?
War on Waste.
War on Waste. I thought you said War and Waste.
No.
You need a hearing aid, Mick, but anyway.
Hey?
That returned this week. Did you guys watch it? Anyone watch it?
No.
Started to, but I thought, nah.
No, I like the first series, but this one, yeah, not so
good. It's making you feel guilty, and I do
my best. Don't
do
bad stuff, Mick.
Hmm? Stop doing bad stuff, Mick, yeah.
I don't do anything wrong. I only do everything right.
Mr. Perfect.
Yeah, Mr. Perfect, they call me.
Must be hard being perfect.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
speaking of.
There's always someone trying to pull you down.
Speaking of perfect, though, Bert Newton turned 80 this year.
Mm.
It was his birthday this week. Good film. Surprise, he's still pretty good for his age, though. It's very funny.
Yeah.
Now he just doesn't care. He says what he likes.
So what's up with Ninja Warrior 2, by the way?
What happened with Ninja Warrior?
It's just not so popular this time around. Like, last year it was
good.
Is that because they didn't have a winner last year and now people are angry?
I think it was just one of those shows that was only popular for a week.
Yeah.
It's popular at a time, but then it came back and there's people like,
It's like Gladiator. They had Gladiator, then they had Ninja Warrior.
They were hoping it was going to be much more of a bigger
then
thing.
Then they had that Greek thing.
The Greek thing.
What
Olympics.
No, the Greek warrior. What's it? Sparta.
Spartan.
Oh, Spartan.
Well, that was a real life thing. That's not really a TV show.
No, Spartan.
Spartan, no, there was a Spartan.
I know there was a Spartan, but like that's based off a real thing.
True.
Whereas these are just shows, competition shows.
Yeah.
I think people just got over it.
You think?
Yeah. People get over things quick and move on.
It's to do with how much brain you got in between your ears.
I don't know if you've noticed, Mick, but people that watch reality shows don't have that.
They don't have very much brain.
Oh. I'm sure they do.
Is that your opinion?
That is my opinion.
Yeah, okay. That's my opinion.
Okay, moving on. Nine and Fairfax.
Yeah, the big news of the week. Merging.
The big merger.
Yeah, how can it be... Say,
the big
nine means no in German. Nein?
No, that's nine.
Nine.
Not like nine.
So that means no channel.
But I reckon it's a good time to get the newspaper business going so well, the newspaper business.
Oh, yeah, people love the newspapers.
So it's Channel 9, too.
To be fair, I did see a person reading the newspaper last night on the train, so...
It was one person.
Just one person.
Good, that's handy.
I think the first time in years, bro.
To be fair, though, out of Fairfax, the newspapers only resemble, maybe a couple of $1 million of the $2 billion that the company's worth.
Oh, really?
Because most of the companies are domain websites.
And
so,
radio, and the right, car well. Show.
And 2GB and things like that.
Domain's pretty much half the company, so...
Well, it's its own company now, isn't it?
It is, but Fairfax still owns 60% of it, so that's the biggest... Channel 9 saying that's one of the motivations for it was Channel 9...
I think it was just for that, right? That,
and probably the digital platforms and Stan as well, which is a big part of it.
And the radio as well. And
the radio.
It kind of all comes into it.
But it's really a big company, huge company, quite significantly sized.
All the regional and affiliates.
There's talk that Seven and News might get together, but that's kind of all talk. I don't think there's any actual fact about that. It's just kind of like, who's left?
Who can combine now?
So they're running out of people to merge with, so I guess there's only a couple of other people that can merge.
No, they'll do this. They'll merge, then they'll split them off again anyway in a couple of years.
Well, that's the thought. They'll get down, then they might split out the regional papers or something. So
they will.
Yeah, but could it be a bit of a change?
Times are changing.
No. You're upset.
But it's not the first time Fairfax has been owned by a TV station.
It's been owned and thrown and owned
and
thrown.
It's been owned by anybody.
Conrad Black owned it, didn't he?
Yeah.
One stage.
Wow.
And he was a so-called, in my opinion, a criminal.
Okay.
Yeah, he was a criminal because he was convicted as a criminal, Mick.
So that's not your opinion. That's
that is
fact.
So my opinion was fact.
In the court of law,
yeah. Yeah, because they actually convicted him. So that he was in jail. So that's definitely true. Here's Keating, former Prime Minister, on the merger.
3 decades. I mean, has anyone ever heard say, oh, we're not getting enough news, or we don't get a diversity of news? Of course, that didn't happen by accident. This is all Turnbull. This is Turnbull and the Liberal Party going back to monopolies. They believe in monopolies at best and duopolies at worst.
Well, let me take you through this. I mean, the Prime Minister has welcomed the merger today.
Well, he's the author of the damn thing.
But he says it makes both companies stronger in a competitive market. Essentially, they need to scale up. They need to scale up.
It's all wrong.
Because they've got the...
All wrong. Everything's wrong.
That's
Everyone's
what
wrong.
They said with the banks.
It's all Turnbull's fault.
They first, with the banks, they said, oh, we have to have diversity, many diversities. But all the banks started taking over the little banks, and now there's all the big banks.
That own all the little banks.
Yeah, so they don't get the diversity. They don't get the quality.
It's
got a different logo.
But people don't choose the other banks, though, Mick. There is diversity in banking. There's actually a bit of a myth that there's 4 big banks. There's people just too lazy to go shop around.
Yeah.
That's the biggest reason why there's 4 big banks.
Or you can't shop around because your next bank is 50 or 60 Ks away or 100 Ks away. You go to the west.
Do internet banking.
No, my phone's just right here, Mick. I don't...
Or you have no internet connections over in the west.
Well, you got to get rid of the time.
He doesn't have an internet connection.
And they don't want to put it on.
They don't want to... Oh, okay.
Well, I can't help you there.
Now, one of our favourite programmes, You Can't Ask That, are looking for...
You Can't Ask That.
Oh, sorry, I'll rephrase that. You can participate in the new series, though. They're looking for...
Who are they looking for?
Lotto winners, disaster survivors, strippers. Yeah.
Mick, give it on the...
Okay, I'm a stripper. I strip a lot of paint off
people
things.
That have been bullied. If you've killed someone, they're looking for you. Maybe the cops
too. Isn't that
too
awkward? Maybe they're clear, like, don't tell us unless you've actually already done the time. Like,
yeah.
Or maybe not. Maybe it's like a little, maybe it's a thing they'll get some more murderers in and go,
we tricked you, it's the cops.
Tricked you, it's the cops. It'll be great. It'll be a great sting, though, wouldn't it?
That'd be really
we'll fool me for half an hour, you confess, and then we'll put it on telly. Sneaky.
They've done that before.
They have, actually. It's a good point.
They're looking for Africans as well, so if you know any Africans.
I'm an African. I come from North Africa.
I think that's a gang thing they're trying to do.
Oh, well.
Carnies are also traveling. Intersex. Survivors of domestic violence, ex-politicians would be interesting, I think. And Olympic gold medalists. I'm sure there's more they're looking for, but that's what the main cohort they're looking for. Interesting, though.
Put me down, I'll go not.
You're an ex-politician, Mick.
I've never been a politician.
Yes, you did. No. You're on the ballot. You're a politician.
I didn't. You have to be a politician to get in. To be a politician, you have to be in power. You have to be
You're an ex-politician.
I attempted to be a politician, but no.
Mick, you had your own T-shirt and everything.
Yeah.
You're a politician.
But you're not a politician until you get elected.
You're a political candidate, right?
A political candidate, yeah.
Yeah, so you're kind of a politician. So Street Smart, I saw the pilot this week.
How was it?
And it actually was not that bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't Fat Pizza, but it was kind of not too bad.
Street Smart.
It's like a show from the guys that made Howzo's and...
On SBS, is it?
It's on Channel 10. They're going to be part of Pilot Week. It starts on August the 5th. Now, it's really, really interesting. They've actually said that it's not about... They've got a very multicultural cast, and the creators said it's not about multiculturalism. It's just that... He had a great line, actually. I think it's that little short guy that's on the...
What little
short fat pizza guy. I can't remember his name.
Paul Fenwick.
Yeah, it could be him. Yeah, something like that.
Oh, okay.
But he basically said, you know, well, I want to do a beach show on the beach being a blonde beach guy with a six pack, but that's not me, so I'm going to have to be a wog.
That's not
which
nice.
I thought was quite funny.
So, very similar to...
so he wasn't trying to make a statement, it's just that's who he is. Yeah.
It's very similar to Meet the Habibs.
No, it's a bit different, but it's kind of got the same vein about it. It's kind of it's about a disorganised crime gang that runs out of a parent's garage in Western Sydney. So
that sounds like Howzo's.
What's by the same
it's a bit more family show, so it's a bit less Howzo and a little bit more family kind of
comedy.
Comedy, drama, right, inoffensive, yeah. Family viewing.
Might check it out.
It was quite. I laughed.
Okay, that's good.
There was other people in the room though, so.
Did they laugh too?
They laughed as well, so I think that's maybe good. Why I made it more funny.
Right.
Potentially.
So if everyone cried, they all cry.
That's right, exactly.
Oh, well, it's kind of like that effect, right? If someone else laughs, you laugh. Right? Or yawns as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nuance?
No, yawns.
Oh, right. I thought you said nuance.
Now, Pointless 2 started this week and didn't go too bad. It got more ratings than Family Feud.
Did they?
Yeah.
But I hear that bookies are already taking bets on how long it's going to last.
$21 on that Grant Daniel will be on there, so...
Is it a good show? Has anyone seen it?
No.
I watched the normal ABC.
Okay, what about the new one, Mick?
I don't know.
Don't know.
Okay.
That's a good answer.
Then just say no.
But if you take into consideration how the first one performs, the second one might perform just as good.
Probably not, but, you know, that's all right.
Now, also, Tracy Grimshaw, apparently, if I was reading your idea correctly this week, was reeling about her not winning the Gold Logie. She's hiding out in exile in her property.
She's angry.
And she's really angry.
Yeah.
The only problem was it appears that story's all made up.
What? No idea made something up?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, what a surprise.
So
she wasn't hiding. Apparently she organised to leave beforehand.
It was just timing.
Just timing. So she wasn't...
Rumour mongering, Ollie.
Yeah.
It's a beat up, right?
It's made up.
Rumour mongering.
It's like when you weren't here one week, we all thought that you were, reeling and...
Yeah.
No, I was up in Marsh talking to me friends.
You found some water.
Oh, right, of course. And Helen, I watched that Hannah Gatsby Netflix show that everyone's raving about. And they're right, the first 20 minutes is not very much. In the last 40 minutes, she gets into kind of the...
Yeah.
Comedy's not funny, all this stuff and all that. It gets really deep and personal serious. And it's kind of like... Yeah, I see what people are saying, but I don't know. It was kind of a bit preachy.
Okay, I'll check it out.
It's worth watching, but I don't know. I kind of didn't end up...
How long does it go for?
I guess for an hour.
Oh, I can't do that.
But she said she's going to quit comedy now because comedy's not right. Everyone's just, all this stuff. And then all of a sudden she's going to go back to comedy anyway.
Yeah, because now she's got some sort
of
a name.
Because now she's popular.
She did an art show.
Yeah.
She did an art show on the ABC.
I guarantee you she won't be back on the ABC.
I said I was quitting, but then if I quit, I'm an idiot now. Like, if the show's gone badly, that's as I'd planned. It would have worked, but now I'm left with a choice: either be an idiot or a hypocrite.
No, actually, just so staying because she's popular.
She's going to be a hypocrite.
Yeah, clearly.
Popular, yeah. Well,
why wouldn't you stay?
She's going to be a trumpet.
Oh, she's going to be a trumpet.
Yeah.
What about a piano?
No. What does Trump do?
He says a lot of crap.
We don't know.
We haven't talked about him once this week, so we're not going to talk about him now.
Trump free show.
Before we wrap up, Mick, you still got stuff to talk about.
Yes, politicians and the way they act.
Here's a question. For that topic, Mick. So the staffer of Labour MP Emma Husa was caught by Channel 7 going around walking a dog and picking up the poo, and it was apparently for the dog of the MP. So apparently taxpayers are paying for poo collection now.
Really?
And it's also, she said, to had 20 staff turnover.
Wow. At
times she's up for bullying.
Well, if you've got to walk the dog and pick up the poo all day, I can see why you may not want to stay.
Bullying. And she's been caught out having her staffers baby take care of their children, childcare. And this is typical of politicians. They get in my opinion, they rot the system.
She's a single mum, though, right?
It still doesn't matter.
If
you can't do it yourself, you shouldn't be in politics.
Well, one would suspect her very generous salary might be able to afford for domestic help that she needs.
Yeah,
because I can't really ask my employer to take care of my dog that I don't own.
Yeah, or take care of your children. Take care of your dogs.
It's hard to ask them to
do you have an assistant?
No, I should get one.
Get an assistant.
Yeah.
Get yourself a daughter or.
Get yourself a daughter.
But then what about if they do something like get the dry cleaning?
It's not part of their system.
Is that in an office, like sometimes you might do that as a favour for a colleague.
Yeah
that's fine.
Where's the line? Like, is that okay?
You might do some
once in a while, but not every time they need it.
Not part of your job.
What about
part of your job description?
So maybe she was walking the dog just for fun. Well, she had another place where someone else was living with her as well.
Yeah, as looking after the children.
Maybe
she was a staffer.
She was
a staffer.
Maybe they're sharing a house.
She was a staffer.
Sharing the rent.
Oh, wow.
If she can't afford to Those staffers get good money. If they can't afford to live out by themselves, give them a pay rise.
So she's getting a lot of personally, she's getting threatening messages and stuff, and she's getting a lot of pressure to resign because some of the voters.
She's done the dirty on the people who she was supposed to be employing and on the other part, in my opinion.
No, I think it's the opinion of many people, is that people don't understand why child mining and dog walking is really not like your staff should be doing.
Yeah. Because
like in most jobs, like you can't get your company to pay for child minding or walking.
Some do.
Not many.
Some have got child minding.
I don't think you work for Coles or down in the government. They've got child minding centres, yes, but they don't have like a nanny that is employed.
But what they should be doing is saying, righto, this is typical of all the politicians. They say, oh, we didn't know that because their roles haven't been defined properly.
And that should be
defined, and then they can say, no, you're doing something wrong. Make it right first and say what you can do and what you can't do, and that's it.
Right.
And other news this week too, Dick Smith is giving up his food business.
Yeah.
He had a cry, he's whinging about Aldi.
Even though his product is subpar and it's mostly his product's fault.
Dick Mike's all right.
Dick Mike?
Yeah, he's Dick Mike.
Oh, okay. But nonetheless,
that's equivalent to Vegemite.
I know what it is.
Yeah, we know. That's his biggest slogan, isn't it? His name. He cried like a baby.
He blamed everyone else other than himself.
I thought he was an Australian cricketer for a moment.
He felt sorry for his family.
Family.
He let the nation down.
But have you seen what stuff has been imported by all things now?
I think it's a bit unfair to pick on Aldi. That was a bit...
No, I think it's just his...
I don't think he's the only supermarket chain.
And the price is more inflated than what's at the other shop, so...
Yeah.
You do it to yourself, really.
And Facebook's in a dose dive this week, too.
Yeah, Facebook's done. Gone, did you hear, Mick? Facebook's over. It's closing.
Gone. In my opinion...
No,
it's really funny, though, is that everyone's saying that they dropped 20%, but it's like they went up 50%.
25% they dropped
They went up 50% in the year.
And they're still a billion-dollar company, right?
Yeah, but 25%...
Like $120 billion, which is...
In one day, so if you have 2 or 3 days, or 4 days, it's 100% gone.
Well, they should be worried if it comes to that, but they're right for now.
I think they're okay for now.
Okay.
That's off the show. Don't forget, we're on the internet somewhere.
TheWildWest.com.au. See you next week. That's it. Anyone want to say anything else?
No.
Yahoo, boy!